Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Some awful scene split, it seems he remembers. Like out from an ocean he stirs. He's in bed asleep, breathing hard, is he dreaming? Muttering wordlessly, I stutter open, still swimming in some faraway sea. The ceiling stares back and it says not a word to him.
Awake, you're finally awake. I worried you would sleep the day away.
He sits up at the table nearby. At the little wooden table sits Birdie. Birdie reads the paper, then she sets it to the side with a smile and her head cocked so sly. Birdie sees his face and she frowns. Does she see the ocean from his dreams sweeping up in over him?
Did you have a nightmare again? Dr. Heller warned us that the new medicine might make you foggy, give you strange, queer dreams, that you may become disoriented, fitful in your sleep.
He says he is fine, just a dream that he tries to tell her, but there's no remembering. It was so clear, he was sure he was in another place, so that now being here, something's wrong, so strange.
Only thing wrong is that you're still in bed.
She pulls him to stand by her side, their hands holding tight. He feels their rings touching, our rings, he thinks.
Keep up, Butch, keep up.
Butch, he is Butch, and he laughs, of course, now he remembers.
And I love what's so funny.
She smiles and he pulls on. She's leading him on. But where, what is this place?
Did your tummy want to stuff in the car? Need filler up and look no farther, partner, hurry on down. Set your destination on the only combination fueling station, dumpling parlor in town. Yes, diesel and tasty lights. Grab your keys, grab a seat, grab a bite. We got samosas and pierogi, shumai and raviolis, empanadas and momot from Nepal. Kibbeh and baraki, some Greek kulaki, Monty, try them all, we'll take your pick for our wall. Pump and dump, step inside, heaven in a bite, steam or fry. Pump and dump, paradise, full service with a smile, say a while. The business was a dream made up of oil, dough, and steam. I was so pleased, but knew something was amiss. Then one night you wandered in and our eyes met, and that was it. Someone to share this paradise with, and the dumpling angels sang.
Oh,
10 long years feeling so satisfied. Pump and dump, how it flies.
Filling tanks in Tommy's husband and wife. Two dumplings in the sauce of our lives.
So breakfast, dinner, lunch, come on in and take the plunge. No finer of a diner exists. Come do yourself a favor and try all of our flavors. We'll stuff you like our titular dish. Gas, diesel, and tasty lights. Grab your keys, grab a seat, grab a bite. Yeah. Come and dump, step inside. Heaven in a bite, steam or fry. Come and dump, paradise. Full service with a smile, stay a while. Full service with a smile, stay a while. Full service with a smile, stay a while.
Looks around and he looks and he thinks. He touches the counter and something seems wrong. But he knows that Bertie's watching, so he smiles and he whistles and he gets behind the register. He eats a couple dumplings and he listens to the customers. It all seems so familiar but wrong.
You used to sit here and drink. Here, sit, have a drink. This is the spot where we met. It's perfect, don't you think? Eat some more dumplings, my dumpling, my dear. Your blood sugar's just a bit off.
Butch eats lunch, then returns to his register. And now he's feeling better. Bertie was right. The day moves on with a simple pull. The cars get gas, the people get full. Bertie's in the kitchen, but she always sees him looking. When she does, she shines a smile and he lights inside.
Look at you doing what you always do, making everything right.
Butch feels so heavenly, opens his mouth to agree, but then just as he does,
lies, lies.
Butch, pack up, we must be going. Lock the drawer and come, my heart. Why are you looking so distressed? You're no one comes here after dark. No one goes out when the sun sets, just as it has always been. Hurry, hurry, let's get home. I'll hold you tight and lock us in.
Lies, lies, lies.
Hurry, Butch, it's time to go. Butch, I love you so.
Bertie's waiting by the door. Her heart is jumping in her breast. Darkness looms outside the window. All the customers have left. When, oh, when did all this happen? Butch's head begins to spin. Bertie runs and grabs his hand and smiles, forceful kisses him.
Lies, lies, lies.
Hurry, Butch, I love you so.
Lies, lies, lies.
Damn it, Butch, it's time to go.
Outside, they're outside, cracked asphalt and sky. A weight leaves his chest and he breathes for the first time. Back he was back, eaten up by the ocean. She walks far ahead, he runs fast to collect her. They scurry inside and she locks up the door. The windows are caged in, she shivers, avoids him. Is this how she always seems?
Nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong, it's only I forgot to eat. I'm such a silly thing, why do you love me? Come sit down, have a drink, have your medicine, dear. Dr. Heller said to take them till the migraines disappear.
And now Butch sits and wonders at things that flirt at the edge of his mind. And now Bertie, she's holding his hand, and suddenly everything's fine. This is his life. His quiet life, his easy life, his simple life. And Bertie looks at him and sings.
From the ordinary, swears don't go out at night. We don't go out at night. Come back to bed and look into my eyes.
And he looks into her eyes, and his head begins to hurt. But suddenly it's alright. The sun is up, it's time for work. Butch is smiling at his station, trying to catch Bertie's eye. Is she crying? No, she's smiling. And there it is again. That's something at the door. It's calling out to him. Several voices, something more. His eyes begin to throb. Something trying to come clear. Up he reaches to his head. There's something, something in his hair.
Let us in, let us in.
And he turns the lock.
Let us in, let us in.
And he slides the bar.
Let us in, let us in.
And he holds the knob.
Let us in, let us in.
And he starts to turn.
Let us in, let us in.
And he holds his head.
Let us in, let us in.
There it is again.
Let us in, let us in.
Something in his head.
Let us in, let us in.
Something in his
stop.
And it all goes still, and she says it again.
Stop. Come back to bed. But oh, but oh, but oh. Do you have something in your head?
And she goes to pluck it out, but she stops.
Oh no, there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
No, don't leave it alone. It's just a bit of, oh, it's just a bit of, just a bit of
fuzz. It's fuzz. Oh, Panglow, it's all coming back, like a burst of dam, bursting like a dam. Brushy, Flosso, damn it! Where am I?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
What is this? Who are you?
I'm sorry.
It's all changed. The house is run down, paint peeling. What the hell is going on?
I'm sorry. I've tricked you with a glamour. The truth is, I'm a vampire. And I'm surrounded at night by vicious werehams that mean to do me in. For centuries, since Ben Franklin brought the cursed pork loins of Ab-An-Nur back from the Nubian basement of Versailles to the U.S., there have been two supernatural creatures at war. I, the vampire, and they, the werehams. And they have killed all the vampires but me. The only thing that keeps me safe is this gas station. The smell of gas keeps them at bay, but my supply has been running out.
The pump and dump.
Sadly, it's only an abandoned Sinclair station long since closed. Its gas slowly evaporating away. And those dumplings you ate were just rocks I found.
And not going out at night? Wait, I ate rocks?
Vampires can only go out during the day. If we go out at night, we turn into moonlight. Wareham's are the opposite. If they go out during the day, they turn into sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
SPF 35, but it's not water resistant.
Oh, but how?
The chemicals they make... Oh, you mean about you. I found you in a ditch, unconscious, hurt. I healed you. I saw you and I thought... I'd been alone for so long, so I created a fantasy.
So all those things I felt...
I can't change feelings. What you felt, you felt. But I can recreate the pump and dump. I can rebuild the world, and we can stay in it.
He wished he could. Na 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 na. He wished he could. Na 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 na. He wished he could stay in her arms. He wished he could say that he never understood how people burst into song, but something about her made him want to sing. He wished he could let her know that she was like music. Then he never liked music, but suddenly with her he liked music. And he wanted to grab her and hold her till the world falls down. He wished he could give her all the things that people give each other, like candy and cigarettes and hearts and small dogs. But in the end, all he managed was...
I kind of got this whole evil puppet thing.
He wished he could. Na 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 na. He wished he could. Na 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 na. Na na na.
I understand. Here.
Birdie goes to a drawer, and she gets out a small ham hock made of pure cobalt.
Here, it's a small ham hock made of pure cobalt. It was forged by my grandpire.
I'll wear it. Proudly.
Good.
Well, now I just have to figure out how to get to New Molar.
New Molar? That's easy. The express bus to Beloit stops across the way. Take that and then transfer to the 165T direct to New Molar.
Oh. Great.
In the morning, I'll walk you to the bus stop.
And after a small breakfast of sunny side up rocks, they walked to the stop.
Listen, if I survive this whole thing, I'll come back and I'll find a way to get you free of the Warehams. Well, listen, you're okay, kid.
Kid, I'm 235 years old.
You don't look a day over 138.
Your bus is here.
Thanks for patching me up.
Safe travels, Butch.
My name's... Thanks. See you soon.
Any boards the bus. Any pays the fare. And he sits in the back. And he sits and he hurts and he watches her, wishing he could stop everything and go back there. He wished he could. Na 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 na. He wished he could. Na 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 na.
He watches her getting smaller as the bus pulls away. As the gas station retreats into a point on a map, a dot on the map, it gets smaller, and he watches, and it all gets small. But when he thinks about her, Birdie looms large.
Next stop, Beloit.
Dan Kent's detour is over. As the world of Hampires and Warehams fade into the rear view, we find him heading headfirst toward New Molar. But is it too late to stop Buzzo and the Buzzatronic Bomb? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 11. Faster, Dan Kent! Kill! Kill!
Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger.
Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Got a question? Ask us at podmusical@gmail.com and we'll share the answers after the season finale. Come on, do it. Remember, when you ask a question, a baby angel gets its first tooth. Angels can't bite evil without teeth. Thanks for listening and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.